Hello, Market Watcher. I'm David Revell, and this is Value Side Midday. First, the supply chain debacle. Secretary is AOL. All that, and the rest of market news, coming right up. Well, this entire debacle, which is labeled the supply chain issue, grows worse and worse each day. This is simply the worst transportation issue of my lifetime, and at my age, that's saying a lot. I believe that this inability to transport the goods and raw materials needed for commerce will single-handedly push us into a recession. A recession that we can ill afford, coming just as we try to manage our way out of last year's economic lockdown. Now, the origins of the supply chain issue couldn't be more clear. We've all seen the photos of ships bobbing at anchor off the California coast, ships carrying the very goods that we need to run this country. Yet no one from this administration has visited, or as far as I can tell, even commented, on this predicament. In the movie Patton, there's a scene in which the Third Army is bogged down in a giant traffic jam. Someone needs to take charge and direct the different lines of troops and tanks so that the Army can get moving again. General Patton takes charge, goes to the intersection, and directs traffic for hours. This was a true story. It really did happen. Patton did take charge, the Third Army did begin moving again, and you know the rest. But in this administration, no one comes forward. No one takes charge. And now, at least for the supply chain transportation issue, we know the reason why. For the past 2 months, the Secretary of Transportation, one Pete Buttigieg, has been on maternal leave. That's right, he's been home, celebrating the arrival of a new child with his husband. Well, it's unlikely that Buttigieg was pregnant or in any way physically incapacitated. We have to assume that this is somehow a mental adjustment, or perhaps worse, a social statement. Whatever, he's shirking his responsibility. We need him to put this transportation system back together, to somehow get the drayage trucks, tractors, and other moving systems back online. To do otherwise risks grave economic harm to this country. We need him now. Where are you, Transportation Secretary Buttigieg? Well, over at the markets, that didn't take long. As soon as Fed Chairman Powell indicated in a speech that the taper was on, the taper is on. And as soon as he said that, the markets began to tank. All three of the stock indexes, the Dow, the NASDAQ, and S&P, have now dropped over a percentage point from today's highs. Gold and bonds, oil, now up. Now stay tuned for our market comment on Trump's new social media company. Well, it had been rumored for months. Yesterday was the day that the real estate mogul, reality TV host, and the 45th President of the United States became Donald Trump, social media entrepreneur. For millions, this was a moment that they had hoped for, since Jack Dorsey and the management team at Twitter had censored him. It was the day that a little-noticed special acquisition company named Digital World Acquisitions became the most actively traded stock on NASDAQ, as literally millions poured into the stock that was to become the center of the new Trump media empire. The stock itself rose by fivefold, from an overnight close of less than $10 per share, hitting a high of over $50 per share yesterday. And if I'm right, we're going to see the same kind of performance today, as word about this new social media company reaches even more investors. Now, this demand is a clear indication of the need for more diverse voices in social media, a sector which, up to now, has sung from the same hymnal. There have been only a handful of social sites which have dominated the space, and all of which share the same political and social perspective. Their willingness to silence even a U.S. president was witness to the fact that they did not recognize free speech as a fundamental value. Rather than open up their platforms to free and open debate, the current group chose to steer public opinion in the direction that they wished to see prevail. Now, yesterday was the opening salvo that challenges that basic premise. Others have tried, but lacked the financial staying power to really challenge the reigning leaders in this industry, Google, Facebook, and Twitter. With this kind of public support, it now looks like a real viable challenger has arisen, one that will be ready and willing to take up the other side of the debate. For Trump, this moment has to be sweet, to challenge those who were thought to be unassailable, companies whose position was second to none, who had such a head start in infrastructure, experience, and capital. Remember, these existing social media companies are among the highest capitalized companies in the world, a couple of which have over $1 trillion in market cap. But we've seen great commercial empires before, and we've seen them come and we've seen them go. It's the nature of our free market system. Don't let the crown rest too long on any one company. I remember flying one day out of LaGuardia Airport in New York. It was shortly after another, formerly unassailable company, Eastern Airlines, had just declared bankruptcy. Of all their routes, only one was considered really profitable, and that was the New York-Washington-Boston shuttle. Thousands had come to rely on this quick and easy way to get between these major East Coast cities every day. For many, it was the major link in their business routine. Well, to make a long story short, a brash young New Yorker decided that he could take over the shuttle and make some money while continuing to provide a vital service to Northeast businesses. Now, I was flying just the day after the news that Eastern was gone. And there, on the runway next to me, emblazoned with the Trump logo, was the newest of the new Trump shuttle planes, painted, polished, and raring to go. How'd he do that, I wonder? In just 24 hours, he had the Trump shuttle up and running, on time, I might add, something that Eastern was never able to achieve. I learned right then never to underestimate this man. He seems to do the impossible and to challenge the unbeatable. I wouldn't bet against him this time either. And that's The Value Side for Friday, October 22. I'm David Revelle. Please join me in praying that our country may get back to work.